All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This is a BuzzFeed story, and I have to admit, I'm not a lady.
What?
But I am a reporter, and I can report on this story, and then you can comment on some of this stuff.
All right.
Older women are calling out scams that society normalizes about women.
Women.
The big one is, and at number one, the big one is, motherhood will make you happier. The part they leave out is that it will only make you happier if that's really what you want to do with your life, because the amount of sacrifice is profound.
Yeah.
You won't, sometimes you'll go, I don't even remember the old me.
You know what it is about motherhood that I found having had kids, watched them grow up, and now they don't live at my house anymore? It's that you don't realize how good you had it until they're gone, and you're like, oh, everything's where I left it. The food I bought is still here. Like, that place is so clean. Like, this is amazing. And then you're talking to them on the phone, and they're telling you some funny story about their life, and you're like, oh, that's great. Bye. And then you walk around naked in your backyard. We naked sunbathed yesterday.
That's the only way to.
That's right. You got to take it easy, though. You don't want to get too much sun on, this early in the season. Burn stuff.
Well, I actually can't, because I'm just too hyper to sit still.
Mm.
But I do. I will do like 10 on one side, 10 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Done for the day.
Yes.
It's all I can handle.
It's a great way to get your vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just put my little timer on, listen to my book. And John's like, I can't believe you're still listening to fairy books. This is crazy. Like, but listen, they're sexy fairies. So.
And I'm laying here naked. What's your problem?
Stop touching me. Knock it off.
Motherhood, the big lie is motherhood will make you happier. The part they leave out is it'll only make you happier if you really want it. And it won't be all sunshine and rainbows.
No, that's true. But later,
many friends you have of undertaken motherhood are unhappy and often dealing with the trials of small children and often shame for not loving every second of this. Aren't you loving this?
Not to mention,
it will strain your relationship.
Yes.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there.
You're tired.
Currently divorced going, yeah,
we were
cool. And then we had kids and then we weren't.
Yep.
And it changed everything.
I had a girlfriend who went through a really long journey with IVF and had some just tragic things happened. And, it's just everybody's story is their own. But hers was, she had a very hard time and she finally gets a baby. And I've known her for a while at this point. And she has a kid and she loves the kid. And she had a total breakdown. She's like, I feel so guilty about how resentful I am about how little sleep I'm getting and all the normal things that happen. She's like, I begged and cried and pleaded with God for this baby. And now I'm just like a regular mom going, you gotta be kidding me. I haven't slept in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's fine though now. She has 3 kids.
Good for her.
Yeah.
These are the lies that are told to women. Older women are calling up the scams that society normalizes. Feminine hygiene products tell you can be physically active during your period. Just use these. No, we don't have to stay active when we're bleeding and cramping. You could also just relax and experience that until it's over. And then get your exercise.
Yeah, they always have the one where the ladies, she's having her period, but she's swinging the tennis racket. Like, you can still do it.
I remember the horseback riding one.
The mom
and the daughter on horses, and she's like,
oh, this
mom,
is wonderful.
Do you ever feel unfresh? And
what?
Yeah, you've never seen
that? Oh, you got to find it for me. I got to see that one.
Like a
Summer's Eve or something
that's
like that.
That's a douche
one.
Yeah.
It's never douche, comical.
Guys. It's not good for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Clean an oven down there.
This is from BuzzFeed. It's older women are calling out the scams that are put on women in society. And I thought, well, if, you know, I may not be any good at
but
reading.
But you know some women, yes.
Although, I can't read women at all. I'm just bad at it. And mostly I didn't because I didn't even try when I was young. Just do
women,
what I want.
What are those?
You don't want to be here? All right, have a good one. Like, kind of, you know, I'm busy trying to chase this career thing, whatever. Anyway, now I have a wife.
Mm-hmm. And two daughters.
Two daughters.
It's almost like you got
and
what
a
you
female
deserve.
Dog. Yeah, I really, I definitely. So reading women, not my real thing, but this is interesting to me. You do not need to support other women just because they're women. Don't buy into this sisterhood crap. You are not obligated.
Who wrote this?
To be women.
I actually don't like this. I feel like I want to support other women and encourage other women.
Let me finish.
Okay, go on.
You are not obligated to be supportive of any woman that goes against your moral, ethical, or personal standards of conduct.
No, that's definitely... I don't feel an obligation. Do you feel an obligation? Like when Christy Noem comes on, I'm just like, that bitch kills puppies. You know, I think things like that. So I don't feel like I have to support her.
I don't have a lot of...
She's just one example.
Here's one more that I thought, well, this is certainly what I'm seeing from a lot of women in their 30s and even in their 40s. Friends of my wife, actually, to be specific. The need to have a partner or husband, or at least to try finding one by dating. My life is peaceful since I don't even date anymore. And I've had the best years of my life so far as a single lady and just accepting that. I have never been lonely.
Yeah. Well, listen, for some people that works. And for other people, they really are looking for partnership and it's important to them. I think that that's, you know, not something you can really dictate to somebody else.
I do think that there are pressures on people and that they find themselves doing things without. It's almost in knee jerk without doing a soul searching thing and go,
what we do.
You know what? I don't want that. Mm. And I can say no thanks to that. Mm. So I think what I'm getting at or what they're getting at is simply think
You'll
for
be
yourself.
Okay. Right.
You can do whatever you want.
Right.
That's like the beauty of freedom is your option, especially now that you can get your own gig, support yourself, live your own life, go travel. You don't have to sit there and be like, I still need a man. No, you don't. Mm. You might even want a woman. Who knows?
I really wish I could remember the name of the lady who did the TikTok where she was talking about how she is single. She came home. She got up in the morning. She made herself something to eat. And she's like, yeah, I'm 32. And I'm not with anybody. And I don't have any kids. And I feel great about it. And then everybody jumped down her throat. And all these like conservatives were just like, let's look at that lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was like a whole thing.
I don't remember that.
It was a couple years ago, Finn, but I always think about that lady. I'm like, you know, and she was very like flip in her response, like, F you, basically.
Well, as you should be.
You don't get to tell me, right?
Yeah. Living my best life over here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So is Sarah obligated to support Blake Lively because she's a woman? Says 415.
I'm not. Although I will say that I would, I really wish I knew the truth about that whole thing.
We all do.
Yeah.
We never will.
Probably
maybe.
Not. Maybe. You're
probably
right.
Not, but,
probably
but
not.
But maybe.
Yeah. But.
Working mom here, quitting my job to stay home with the kids. Couldn't afford to do both anymore. Mm. Jules, Odyssey.
Well, buckle up. It's hard. I'm sure you're well aware.
Well, it's hard to do both, too.
Definitely. Right. So if something's got to suffer, maybe you just...
I mean, I watch Christina do it, and then she goes, oh, and I also have to help a friend and do it. And I just think, we have different ideas and thresholds, though. Like, I don't want a real busy day.
No.
I told her that way, way back. Yes. I don't want to...
Some people do want a busy day.
And she does.
Yeah, I don't want
She likes it. Mm. She also likes a car full of kids.
Yeah.
I got a big car, so I can fill it up with all the...
Okay.
It's great. That's great.
I want to be on the field trips. Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, as we like to say around here.
She's your John, because John was the same way. He was like, yeah, I load the kids in. I go on the field trips. I'm home with the kids. He loved that.
Boom.
They were so lucky they didn't have to deal with me, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.